I think today's guilty verdict is a really good example of how counter-terrorism policing, working with the security services, can respond very quickly to the increased international terrorist threat that we're seeing in the United Kingdom at the moment. On this particular case, we received information at the start of this year that suggested that Umariat Mirza was planning to carry out an attack within the United Kingdom. And we were able to establish he was being radicalised, encouraged, influenced by his sister Zainab Mirza, and that he had been supported by his wife Madia Tahir, who had helped him to purchase some of the equipment he needed to carry out that attack. I think today's case is, as I say, a good example of, you know, this was a small family setup where husband's wife and sister were clearly involved, radicalising each other, using lots of online material to encourage each other, purchasing weapons to carry out attacks, purchasing training equipment so they could practice carrying out attacks, and we're really in the final stages of preparation. And it is, you know, systematic of a number of attacks that we've seen in the United Kingdom this year, where small groups of individuals have sort of radicalised themselves using online information to be able to carry out these attacks. So it is the threat which we face on this occasion, working closely, close relationship between policing and security services, we've been able to foil this particular attack. We know he had purchased training equipment, a rubber training knife and a training dummy to practice carrying out how to stab somebody, how to kill somebody with a knife. We know his wife had funded his purchase of a hunting knife, which he had prepared so it could be concealed under clothing before it was used. We know he was researching targets in terms of locations to carry out an attack. So we believe he was in the final stages of preparing an attack to carry out a bladed attack on innocent people somewhere in the United Kingdom, quite likely somewhere within Birmingham. I think there's a really important message that we want to get across. That terrorism is not just about stopping those who want to carry out the actual terrorist acts, the actual acts of murder. It's actually about challenging those people who are prepared to fund it, to support it, to encourage it, to incite it, to radicalise others to be able to carry out those attacks, but also about, you know, family members and community members who may choose to turn a blind eye, who may suspect something is going on, but then decide they don't want to get involved. My message to all those is if you suspect something, if you see something, it's absolutely essential you tell us, because unless we get information, we cannot stop some of the murderous attacks which have taken place in the United Kingdom this year.